Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 234. We've had 1, 2, 3, haven't we? Now we've had 2, 3, 4. How is everybody? Notice what I put in the chat.
When I was a kid.
All those years ago.
Well, actually, I wasn't that much of a kid. I was 17, I think. I had some extra tuition from this guy. He was an old guy just earning a bit of money to supplement his pension. And he used to be a French teacher. So I had extra tuition. So I spoke to him on the phone and he said, do you want to take, you better take my address, because I went round to his house to do this tuition. He said, you're not going to believe the number I live at, 234. I'm thinking, yes.
And? Well,
and somebody's got to live there.
We live at number one. what house numbers have you lived at? There you go.
18 and 1.
Is that it? Oh, yes, because Mummy's and Daddy's house didn't have a number, did it? It had a name.
It had a name. We were posh. We were posh in Hizzlegrove.
On
the border of Bramhall.
Not only did I live, I was born at number 22 and then moved to number 36 and then moved to number 1. Not moving again. Just decided. Particularly not with Paul's calamity. They've cut through his internet cable. This is a bigger story than any other story today. Let's leave it there. Walk away. Walk away. Right. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Simon. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Simon too busy swigging his alcohol-free beer to type. Do you mean water? Just asking. CQ Deb. Not a fan of normal beer. Tried alcohol-free wine, it's like vinegar. My aunt, my mum didn't drive, but my aunt did. And they both worked for the same company, but they worked from home. So this particular year, I was off school with something. And it was like, there's only 2 days to go before Christmas. Don't bother going back in. And they had their own little office Christmas party. So we headed off to a place called Bugatti's, which is now what, Mike?
I don't know.
No, it was pre-you, wasn't it? Bugatti's is where the JP Jewel is now.
Ah.
The Wetherspoons. Anyway, Mum didn't drive. I was too young to drive. My aunt was driving. So she said, I'll have an alcohol-free beer. Oh, my word. She was as drunk as a skunk. How we got home, I don't know. It affected her badly. Very badly. Oh, dear. So I couldn't possibly recommend that. I don't know what it tastes like, but I couldn't possibly recommend it. We just about got home. So, how has everybody's day been? The weather is still vile here, isn't
Johnny
it?
Johnny made it till 2. How come he can make it till 2?
We just put him to sleep.
There's an update to Bartender. It's just come up in the middle of my screen. how come Johnny can make it till 2, but my Excel sends him to sleep?
I'm wondering that. We will investigate this later. There you go. Deb made it to 3. Well, what was comical was, I think I made it till about 4. And then when I woke up, every time I woke up... I can!
Banned list.
No, I'm not going to say... All I'm going to say is every time I woke up, nothing had changed. So basically for 12 hours, nothing's changed. Therefore, there's nothing to talk about. However, I'll tell you who has had a lot to talk about today. The news channel. And they just seem to be saying the same thing. And have you noticed, Mike, something miraculous has happened today? Based on the content of our news channel today, something miraculous has happened. Shall I tell you what?
Well, there's been no COVID cases.
COVID doesn't exist anymore.
Kim fell asleep at 9 o'clock.
Oh, you saved yourself the pain. Just think of it as saving yourself the pain. There you go.
Yeah, I read, Paul, that Oz had had no cases.
5 days. Wow.
And now you're getting cases.
I don't understand that. I mean, there's somebody been inside and then they've gone out. What is going on? No, we have had cases, COVID cases. Apparently, the figures came out late yesterday. And when they did, it was the highest death since May. I don't know if you heard that, Mike. 400 deaths yesterday.
Didn't hear that.
No, I'm not surprised. Oh, and by the way, the MPs have voted to back the four-week lockdown.
Oh, I saw that.
So, never mind. What else has been going on?
Everything Kim voted for lost.
Oh, Kim. Never mind. It'll all come right in the end. It might take 10 years. It'll all come right in the end. Have you noticed all the kiddies have gone off home? All the students have mugged off.
Have they?
So having visited all these places and put them in a tier 3 lockdown and now a national lockdown, they've gone home to mummy and daddy. After being told by Boris not to. Mind you, if Boris told you not to, you'd do it anyway, wouldn't you? Just to spite him.
I shot the sheriff.
Have you seen this other one? A woman got caught breaching the COVID regulations to visit her horse. And I thought of Carrie. Mm. This woman drove 320 miles to see the horse.
Wasn't Dominic Cummings, Mrs., was it?
Wasn't Dominic Cummings riding the horse, was it? It was in Leicestershire.
Well, now we're teaching five-year-olds sex.
What? What? What have I missed now?
Kim's just put that in the chat.
Do they need to know? I'd have thought it was men aged about 20 that would benefit most from that.
Was this all on the political agenda?
Was this voted for? Mike, politics, walk away.
No, it's okay if they initiate it.
Is it?
Not the sex, obviously.
So, you've defunded the police and got rid of the sheriff. Does this mean the riots will stop? It was all on the ballot. Good God, that would not happen here. What was the question?
It wasn't a question, it was a statement. Oh, the question on the ballot paper.
Oh, I don't know. I think we should be given sight of the ballot paper. Can I share that picture I've got, Mike? Can I?
It could. Look, we can talk about politics as long as we don't get nasty. And something about teaching five-year-old kids sex, I don't think is nasty.
It's obscene. Right, let me have a look. Well, question five, on the ballot paper. What were you thinking of that? Because I was thinking about dolls and stuffed toys.
You're reading a book.
I am reading a book. I'm going to put this thing.
The question on the ballot paper could have been, at what age should we... I'm just thinking we never have ballot papers like that.
No, we've our missed
ballot,
out.
Our ballot papers were just names of people and parties, and you just put a cross against who you were voting for.
Do you know what was comical with the Brexit vote? Went in to vote with the Brexit vote, right? And I'm looking at them, and the ballot paper was longer than a toilet roll, wasn't it? And I remember thinking, who are these people?
There's a subtle difference there, Kim.
5-year-olds don't need to know about it.
Or have it.
No, they don't. Right, so what I've got, right, this is genuine because I'm going to have to frame this, you see, because I don't think anybody who is not in this country, I would totally understand if you did not believe that what I'm about to show you is actually the front cover of one of our national papers. But trust me, this is not a mock-up. This is not a joke. This is the front cover of one of our national papers. Admittedly, it's not the Times, shall we say. It's not one of our more respected papers. You'll understand that when you see it. But I thought they'd got it spot on, particularly given what people have been saying in the chat over the months. Let me get this up to cloud.
What's Johnny bought?
Jonathan got a toy?
Yeah, munchies. Oh, we can't eat them, can we?
No, there's biscuit in them, Mike.
In them. Yeah.
Nice try, Mike.
Yeah.
No T-shirt.
Yeah. I'm down to my last Toblerone.
And you can't share them because of COVID. Right. So
I've also scoffed my way through an entire share bag of Minstrels.
Simon's? Do you mean they were for sharing and you didn't?
No, they weren't for sure.
You swine. No, the image I've put in is the front cover of one of our national papers. Take it in the spirit with which it's intended. It's political, but walk away. Just see it as humorous. That's how in depth the analysis can be of politics in the UK. I did think it was a good one. Save them staying up anyway. So they didn't bother. Let's have a look. Can I actually see that? Come on.
So it's not a chocolate-free zone, Mrs. St.
No, it's just that Mrs. Simon's got them.
It's just that it's been eaten.
Oh, no. You'll have to make sure you've got lots of deliveries planned as we're going into lockdown.
It's biscuit, Kim, hence the fact we can't eat it. I don't think they do gluten-free ones, do they?
No, they don't. But they were nice. So you don't have any chocolate because you've eaten it all. I don't think that counts as not having any chocolate. Ooh, a gingerbread version of Cadbury's. Ridiculously nice. Ended up polishing it off between you. Oh, you can never have too much chocolate. And Jonathan, similar to a Bakewell. Now, you know who likes Bakewells, don't you, Jonathan? Who is a big fan of Bakewells?
Graham.
Graham!
That does look nice.
Graham does love his Bakewells. Let me have a look at that. See, this is Granny Isaacs. Granny Isaacs is amazing. The thing she comes up with. Ooh, that does look nice. I'm liking that. Wouldn't be able to eat it, but I'm liking it. How are the grandparents anyway, Jonathan? Are they okay in the midst of all this complete chaos? I bet they've not been out for ages either. I do love these stories that you see on the BBC. I'm just going to check which one this is.
Oh, my mother wants me to teach her about Dropbox.
Oh, my God. Well, how does your mother know about
actually,
Dropbox?
She's got a Dropbox account.
Has she?
Yeah. And she just wants me to check she's doing it right.
That would very much depend on what it is.
Putting files in there.
I thought she was using OneDrive.
Well, some project she's involved in is they're using Dropbox.
Oh, God, make sure there's an automatic backup going on to OneDrive before something disappears.
And she was on a Zoom meeting and they told her to put something in Dropbox and it wouldn't work. And they said it was probably because she was on Zoom at the same time. Let's debunk a few myths, shall we?
It's all fake news. That is fake news. I have heard worse, though, to be honest. I got a mail today saying that we need to have a meeting, right? So I thought, right, fine, whatever. And then it was, but I can you make a Zoom meeting? And I thought, yes, I can, thanks. Thanks for asking. And then I realised this person said she can't get Zoom on her laptop. She can only get Google Hangouts.
Was it a Chromebook?
I have no idea what the heck it is.
It's a Chromebook. Oh, I'll tell you a funny one from this morning. I was delivering training this morning. I was supposed to have 8 people, and it was a getting started with Mac. And I think I've said this before. The only reason I've started scheduling them is so that is because I was asked to by the guy who looks after the Macs at work. But I did get a MacBook Air out of it. and it did have Catalina on it before we upgraded. Anyway, so 3 people turned up. One person said nothing. One person was actually very interested and unfortunately had to disappear before the end. Because a meeting had come up that he was asked to present at and it was last minute. And another person, when I was doing the chit-chat before we started, when there was only 2 of them, so I said, so are either of you Mac users? On this Mac course. Well, sometimes they are thinking about getting a Mac, but haven't actually got one. I'll tell you a story about that from yesterday. And this woman said, well, I've got an iPad and I've got an Android, so I just want to learn a bit more. So I said, right, I said, this covers Mac, I said, this session. We don't cover iPad. I said, you're welcome to stay, but I don't want you wasting your time. Oh, well, I've got things to do, so I'll disappear, she said. So then there were two.
God, all my people.
No, yesterday I was doing IT induction, three new starters over at Liverpool. And I've been talking about, you know, PCs and Windows. I've just been talking generally. And one of them said, so is it Windows computers we get? I said, well, why? She said, well, I've got a Mac at home and I'm used to using Mac. I said, right. I said, well, what you'll need to do, we do offer Mac. I said, speak to your manager, because you can only have one device. You can't have two. And for licensing reasons, you can't have a virtual machine. And it really depends on whether you can do your job with a Mac. I said, you know, if you need to use Microsoft Project or Power BI or Visio, then you won't be able to do it on a Mac. So I said, you're going to have to speak to your manager.
I love the way they just... I'd quite fancy having a look at that, so I'll have a look at it.
So she said, well, you know, I use a Mac at home and you get used to using certain things, don't you?
I'm loving the picture of that Oreo. It's the size of a dinner plate.
Am I missing things here?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Zucchini and banana bread.
Yes, zucchini and banana bread. That's interesting.
What's zucchini? Courgette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mum made celery and something bread. Was it celery and parsley? And it was gluten-free. Oh, it was the nicest bread I've ever tasted. I'm sure Simon's got a recipe somewhere. He's the bread boy.
That's a big Oreo, isn't it?
It is. But I'm looking forward to seeing pictures of this, Kim. I did have a picture that somebody put on Facebook the other day about bananas. Did anybody else see a picture going around Facebook about bananas? Because I laughed out loud when I saw it. I assumed it was a mock-up. But, yeah, it's got a meme on it as well. Let me get it up there onto Cloudly. Up we go. In you go. Thinking about it. Keep going. I can't believe we have had so far about 24 hours of nothing but American politics while people are dying here. Oh, I'm not sure that's gone up there at all. It's just sitting there looking stupid with itself. Why am I having problems uploading anything and everything?
I don't know.
No, it's just been awkward. Now the app's totally crashing.
Well, I made a very nice steak tonight.
You did. Mm. I can vouch for that. You did.
I also made a very nice dish of dog food. Well,
I can't vouch for that.
It got polished off, so I guess it was very nice.
Oh, what was she like? We've had those fireworks again tonight, like bombs. And she's just sat here and totally ignores them, doesn't she? Mike said she's deaf. But I can assure you, she is not deaf. The lady is not deaf.
What did you have with it? Was that aimed at me, Johnny? We had mixed veg.
It was really nice.
Steak,
was,
steak and mixed veg.
The snappy peas.
Mange 2.
Those are the ones, the snappy peas, like I said. I like the baby doodahs.
Baby corn.
They're the ones.
Baby corn, mange 2.
Onion.
Mushrooms, onion. Rice noodles.
Peppers. Don't forget the peppers.
Peppers, yes, peppers.
The peppers were nice.
Peppers.
Yes, he does good food, does Mike. Now the cancel button's not working.
And tomatoes.
Oh, I'd forgotten the little baby tomatoes
little
as
baby
well.
Little baby tomatoes, yeah.
Little baby tomatoes, right. Where on earth is this thing with you know, I'll miss the moment at this rate with the bananas, but this looks like Tesco's. I think somebody had a hand in this, as it were. Right, you're going to upload now. Woohoo! It says it's uploaded and it's on my clipboard, which will do me no good at all because that's on there. Aha! But that will. So if I do that... No, I don't want to do that, do I? I just want the link. Is that the link? I think that could be the link. This better be good after all this wait, hadn't it, and hype. Trust me, it is. It's good. The comment said something like, I'll never think of a banana being called a banana ever again. Got it. Right. Yes, it does look like Tesco's, this. And I wouldn't put it past Tesco's. But this was bananas in Tesco's. There you go. Ooh, The Mist, an Icelandic author. I do love Miss Scandinoir, Deb. I'm going to have a look for that one. Is it on Audible? I've just started a new one on Audible. You know I said...
I hadn't seen that.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was on Facebook. Right, The Mist. I said there was another series of books based in Norfolk. One was Ellie Griffith. The other one, I just started the first book last night, which is called Broadland, and the author... he's so far so good with it. Who's the author of this? David Blake. David Blake. Liking it so far. Oh, do you know what I did yesterday? I thought of you, Mike. I put a book on, and it's a summary book. A summary book is like a book based on a non-fiction book that's a short version of it. So it's like an executive summary. So I thought, I want to listen to that again. And I've listened to this thing about five times. So I thought, right, I'm going to put that on again. But I put it on a different device. So I didn't play it on my normal player. So I had it on this iPad and I tapped play. And it said, like, you know, welcome to Audible, all of that. And then the book started. And I'm like, make it stop. And I thought, is there something wrong with it? So I picked the iPad up and I'm looking at it and tapping at it. And I thought, it sounds dreadful. It sounded like a cassette tape, circa 1978, where one of the wheels wasn't going round. Does anybody remember that? Obviously, Jonathan won't. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
And it would screech and, yeah. And all of the timing was off. So I'm tapping at this iPad thinking, what the heck is wrong with it? And then I realised it was playing it at one speed. And I now play nothing any less than 2.8 speed. So I thought, well, let's get it on 2.5 and see what it sounds like. I thought, that's better. Put it down. I can't listen to anything at one speed now. It sounded awful. It was just like, get on with it. So I'm back up to three speed on my books, which is good because I can listen to like a 6-hour book in 2 hours. Right. What am I looking for here? Oh, yes. Audible. The Mist. Not heard of that one. Not heard of that one at all. Audible. Why aren't you going to Audible? Ah, I have read one of Ragnar. Now, it looks like Johnson, doesn't it? Jonasson. They say Jonasson. Ah, but I've not heard of that one. So is it the same series that I've actually started? Let's have a look. It's book 3 of Hidden Iceland. So I'm thinking the answer to that is probably yes. Let's have a look at the other two. Why is this not working? I think I need to reboot yet again. There you go. There's those bombs in the distance. Are the fireworks bad near you, Jonathan?
Yes, Johnny said something earlier about that, yeah.
That's bizarre. According to this, the Hidden Iceland series, I haven't. The first one was The Darkness, then The Island, and then The Mist. But I think what I might have done is bought the book for the first one. Because it's in here as a WhisperSync price. So I must have had the book. But I know I have some Audible book by him. I know I have. Fireworks are awful every 5 minutes. We've got those banger types again, but nothing in the way of nice, pretty rockets or anything. There you go. Snowblind. Dark Iceland. I read that one a while back. And another one I've got is the fourth book in Dark Iceland, which is called Rupture. So I knew I had one of those books, just not that book. But it seems to have moved on to a different series, doesn't it? Yeah, there was Snowblind and Nightblind. But now there's a different series entirely. I'm going to leave that page there and have a look at it. Snowblind was the one. Oh, yeah, the places are diabolical to pronounce. I can't remember how to pronounce that one. It was a very atmospheric book. I enjoyed it. So he's on my list, but I haven't got that one. Ooh, you've got the island one. Right, I shall go back to that. What's the next one I'm after? Night Blind, which is book two of Dark Iceland. I'll put them all on my wish list because somehow they're not all on my wish list, which is not good. And yet, two of them are WhisperSync price, which is cheaper than a credit. And you know what I'm like for getting my value. I got the two books, the David Blake ones, for one credit. So I was rather pleased with that. My credit cost something like £4.50 and I got two books for it. So I was very happy with my little self. This is what I'm like. But you can tell how many books I get through if I listen at 3 speed. Quite a lot. So that one will definitely go on the list. Thank you for that, Deb. Poor Jonathan. I wouldn't have thought, though, they could be that close to you, Jonathan, because it's mainly flats. Where are they being let off from? Are people idiots or what?
Yeah.
They're always outside our window, so they're at the front of our house more than the back, aren't they? Because the thing at the back is there's a house and it's quite a way off, but you can see it out of the bedroom window. You know the huge one where Lola used to live?
Yeah.
On that road, there's two houses that were huge. They were the farmhouse, I think, when it was all farmland. They've got a tree in the back garden. Have you seen the height of it?
No.
It must be 4 times the height of the house.
Oh.
And I keep thinking it's only going to take a rocket to land in there one dry October, November, and they'll burn the thing to the ground.
Mm.
At the moment, it's that wet. That won't happen. But there you go. I have high hopes that one day it'll happen. It needs trimming down, that's for sure. But it's not too bad tonight. But on Friday, during the show, I expect it to be hideous. And I don't expect much better on Saturday, do you? Oh, it's actually tomorrow, isn't it?
Tomorrow's, yeah, but...
Yeah, but it's Thursday, so yeah, it'll happen on Friday.
Probably Friday and Saturday.
Although, having said that, we're going to lockdown, don't we, at 1 minute past midnight tonight. Today.
Or is it tomorrow?
No, 1 minute past midnight tonight is tomorrow. Keep up with the plot, Mike.
Yeah, it's the last day of freedom, isn't it?
Yep. Well, not tomorrow, tonight is, tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, because it
it's no quieter out there.
It says on here, shoppers flock to stores as lockdown looms.
Deb liked how it described the isolation and the darkness for such long periods of time. I remember that because isn't it dark there 23 hours a day? It's so appropriate now, isn't it? I don't know. Lockdown feels more oppressive now than it did in April, March, April, because it's dark. And I guess pretty much you know what to expect as well. And with that and everything else that's going on, like the politics that will drag on for the next five months, doubtless.
The last thing I bought before lockdown. Matching pyjamas and sausage rolls.
Oh, my God, in paper bags from Greggs. Made that stop. Let's talk about politics rather than that. I really don't like that. What was the last thing everybody else bought before lockdown? Not that we've been out to buy it. What was the last thing I bought?
Chocolate for me, probably.
What was the last thing I bought? Amazon. Because obviously it'd be Amazon. I've got craziness going on with my credit card, haven't I, at the moment, Mike?
Mm.
The credit card that's on with Apple. And obviously that needs to be dusted off for next week. Oh, not good, not good, not good. Let me have a look. Last thing I bought from Amazon. This could be very embarrassing, couldn't it? It's all right. It wouldn't be a toy. You have an adult nature. Does virtual count? Because I get a load of free books. Or does it have to be physical? Oh, if it has to be physical, let's find something physical. Amazon haven't been for quite a while, you know. They'll be getting withdrawal symptoms from me. Oh, I know what it was. Oh, how embarrassing. I've mentioned this already. The last physical thing I ordered was a funnel, a metal funnel, if you remember, for Mike to decant the water with. Anyway, it arrived on Monday and he assures me it's fabulous. So I did good with that. That was the last thing that I bought. The big dark, no sun and long nights. I've been looking at that, where Seattle is on the map, because obviously we've been bombarded with maps of America. And the one that got me, you know how some states they can put like the actual state name because it's smallish. So Ohio. What else do we have? That's easy. I think Texas was there in full. Well, I'm looking at the states in the lower right, and I think it was next. It was somewhere near Alabama, if that helps. And I'm looking at it, and it said L dot. So it's capital L dot, little A dot. And then the others I would know, you know, the Carolinas, etc. And I'm looking at this LA, and I could see Florida, LA, and I'm like, no. And I was racking my brains. No, I had to look it up. Louisiana. I thought I should have got that one. It's been great fun, Kim, honestly. Like, I wonder where that is. Oh, and the fact that over here, I don't know if you do this in the States, but the map of the States, so it kind of cuts off where Canada is at the top. But at the bottom, they've got Alaska and Hawaii. And I'm like, Alaska and Hawaii aren't there. Alaska's the other side of Canada, isn't it? But they actually take it off and put it at the bottom, which confused the heck out of me. So I was like, what's that?
She's a spoiled dog.
What's she having now?
She's got the bed.
She's got the whole bed to herself.
Whole bed to herself.
She's been a very tired bear today, hasn't she?
Yes.
A very tired bear. Hello, Tracy. How are you doing? How are the fireworks in Spain? We're being bombarded at the moment. It's like, it's not good. It's not good. Poor Jonathan as well. Oh, and do you know what kids are doing in the UK? Didn't know if you knew this, Mike.
What's that?
They're letting rockets off through people's windows.
No, didn't know that.
Yeah. And my only saving grace with that was we don't particularly work in the front room at all. That would be where we would watch the TV, but we're not. So if one goes off in there, it's less of an issue than if it went off in here. But kids, you know, where are the parents? Because you'd have to be educationally subnormal to be doing that with people. But yeah, letting rockets off into people's windows. If ever I would like a rocket to backfire, that would be where. They just let Alaska and Hawaii float around. Yeah, but that's confusing if you're thinking like, that looks like Alaska. What's it doing off the coast of Texas? I'm not actually, I don't think you could give me a map of the states with all the states on. I could fill in a few. Although New York was much further north than I remembered it. But I could fill in a few states.
See you, Johnny.
Night, Jonathan. But I don't think I could fill them all in. But when you see them with like a little bit of a clue, it's like, oh yeah, of course that's Wyoming. Of course it is. With not a clue. But when you start moving them around, and then they take them out of context. They like show you Florida next door to somewhere else, like North Dakota. Talk about confusing. But it's been great fun. It's been great fun following along. And now I know where Louisiana is. I did know the Carolinas. I did know the Dakotas. Oh, there was one that came through and it was comical. This isn't politics. This is just fun, Mike. It came through and they said the name of the... I don't think this is the state, is it? Oh, yes, it could be the state. They said the name of the state. And my first thought was, you're kidding me. And it was Arkansas. And then I'm thinking, now, where's that on the map? But of course, given where they've got Hawaii, it could be anywhere. you guys must be like this when they're talking about constituencies over here. Because we've got some stupidly named constituencies, haven't we?
Like Sail West.
Are we Sail West or are we... Are we still Sail West?
I thought we were still Sail West.
I don't think we are. I think we're something in Altrincham, aren't we?
Oh, Broadheath.
No, I think we're Altrincham and Sail West.
No.
But we've been in like 19 different constituencies because they keep redrawing them. Whoever's in power who thinks like, if we put that town with that town, we'd win that. So they just move them around. It's crazy. Do you remember the big reorganisation in the 70s? I remember Mum getting quite irate over that. I don't know why. Her MP at the time was Winston Churchill, not the original, his grandson. Didn't he get put away for something? Honestly, they all do. They all do. There was Fingers Montgomery. He was Altrincham before it was Altrincham and Sail West. Now it's Altrincham and Sail West. So basically, if you're in Sail West, you're in the posh bit. So we tag on with Altrincham and our MP is Graham Brady. Right, what's going on here? The last firework date was the Feast of St. John. Wow, Kim, that's an article and a half. Spain found COVID in the sewage back in March 2019. We're having the sewage checked here. Talk about there's nothing private. Oh, and the other thing that happened yesterday that we didn't get a chance to talk about was that they're rolling out mass testing. Let me know if they're doing this where you are. But the mass testing is they've got like five different types of test. Some take a couple of days to give you results. Some can be done in 15 minutes. They all require different, not just time, but like amount of material to check. So one of them you like blow into this pipe thing, but you'd have to, like a lady pipe, only hopefully not a lady pipe. But you have to like blow in it for like 10 minutes to get enough of a check. Anyway, they're rolling it out in Liverpool. Liverpool being about 45 miles from where we are. And I'm reading this thing while Mike's in bed. So I've got the papers from the following day. So this was not yesterday. This was the night before. And I'm reading this and I'm horrified. Mass testing where they're testing everybody. And I thought, I don't want to be tested. I don't trust your tests. So I don't want to be tested. When I read the famed line at the bottom and they're sending the army in to ensure that this happens. And I'm like, OMG. that's very close to us. And then he'll roll it out. What did he call it? Project Moonshot. So basically, if you move, you get tested. But they're bringing the army in to do it. Whoa. When did that happen? Unbelievable. So that was one. And another one today. Oh, let me get the link for this because this is hysterical.
Just giving an update to the score count.
Go on.
Is not it the United score.
What score?
The Trump-Biden
score. Oh, the politics have moved, have they?
Yeah.
Go on. You sound incredulous.
No. It says Trump 227. No. Biden 227. Trump 214. He had 213 a few minutes ago.
Oh, in that case, he must have won. Is it Minnesota 2? No, not Minnesota. Maine. Is it Maine 2nd, where there's one college vote?
Don't know.
Because I don't think it's possible to win one college vote unless it's Maine 2. Maine 2nd or something. Let me get this link for this other test they're thinking of running. Oh, 234. Let's get 234 up. Yes, have a think. And now you've gone. Oh, we really are in a mood today, aren't we? Vivaldi's in a very strange mood today. Right, it's open. Excellent. This was on the BBC. Make of it what you will. Michael loved this. But you know we were talking about AirPods and the cleaning thereof.
Mm.
Apparently, earwax is magic.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's classic. 238 to 214.
That's not what I'm seeing.
Well, you're on the BBC, so you could be seeing anything. Is it Underworld on the BBC, or is it just news?
Mind you, I think I trust the Americans more than I trust...
Nope, that's not what we're seeing.
BBC.
We've got 227 to 214.
Our Tracy can see 248.
Ooh!
And I'm 227.
Are we all just making this up as we go along? Oh, wow, fabulous. This is going to rumble on till the Christmas after next, I swear. Anyway, never mind all that. Have a look at the magic of earwax. Who knew? It even gets onto bees making wax. So they want to. They've created these tests where they test your earwax. I mean, just on what planet? But there you go.
USA latest score.
Kim's school district, 30 minutes from the house, and a school 5 minutes walking down the road. That's how they made the school district. Oh.
Yeah, this one's showing 248, 214. Politico.com.
These fireworks are still going off. I don't know if you can hear them. It's a darn good job. Lola's sleeping through it all. They just seem to be making it up as they go along. Or is it me?
Yeah.
Now, I think it's convention in this country. I don't think it's law, but I think it's convention that you don't come out and concede or claim victory or just generally yak until the result is final. But in the States, they've been at it for hours. What else have they got on here? Oh, they're doing fact checking and all kinds of stuff. So everybody's claimed victory. You see, if that happened here, they'd have to go to the Queen, wouldn't they? Because that's, you know, when you go and say you're going to form a government.
Yeah.
Because you can't form a government without the Queen's approval.
Well, she's got too much on her mind, hasn't she?
Well, yeah, by convention, she never says no. But technically speaking, she could. There was a lot of people thinking, I hope that happens. But no, she didn't. She went with it, bless her. There'll most likely be recounts in several states. What was interesting was the way that they were doing the counts. They were saying they hadn't counted the postal votes before, which you wouldn't, would you? But then they were saying they were putting them through a machine. And then we got told over here a pipe had burst and that was it. They shut up shop. But I just went back. Just Simon a bongo buster. Oh, that's like a filibuster. No, Bongo's going to be with us forever, I'm telling you. Never going to get rid of him. Mind you, to be honest, who else would want the job? Seriously, if somebody came along and said, I want to be Prime Minister, it'd be like, get this person locked up. Get this person locked up. I don't know who you're with that one, with Tracy. But yeah, BBC not declaring anything like that at the moment. We'll see how it goes. Got hours of this yet. So if you went to bed last night, you made a very good choice. Because it sort of just stuck, didn't it? When I went to bed, I wondered if Mike would be interested, but the dog had him. Anyway, I said to you, didn't I? It's too close to call. And Mike said, what is?
No, I didn't. I said, oh.
No, you didn't. You said, what? And then I explained. Oh, we're getting one of these zoomy maps again, which puts Florida next to Arkansas, Alaska, one or the other. BBC should stay out of this. They really should. They've had experts on all night. Oh, they got a guy on from the polling and basically said, like, you're an idiot. And he didn't actually say no. Oh, anyway, never mind. Politics. I've got to say this. Do you remember, Kim, last week when you said Biden's got it all sewn up and that's why he's in his bunker? And I said, I think it's too close to call. Biden will probably get it, but it's too close to call. It'll rumble on. I wasn't wrong, was I? I think people lie to the pollsters. It's the only answer. They must say, and who are you voting for? And they're thinking, I'm going to vote for Trump. Biden? I swear they must lie to them. But why don't the pollsters take that into account? Because they had all of this last time. And there was a lady, I think she's a British newsreader. She was asking questions of a guy from the University of Virginia. And she said to him, he was some kind of expert politician-y, pollster-y guy. And she said to him, if the results carry on as they are doing, in terms of it's too close to call until the death, is that the death of the polling? And all he would say is, it's too early to talk about that. But she was quite right. Do you believe the polls? I didn't, I must admit. I didn't. Not at all. Biggest losers are the pollsters. I mean, how can you imagine going to a dinner party and saying, I wonder, what do you do? Oh, I'm a pollster. Oh, really? I think they're just not taking into account that people are lying to them. But if I can feel it from so far away that it's too close to call, why can't the pollsters? They did that here, didn't they? Was it 92? Is it John Major? It was like he stood no chance. He won't get in. Good God. John Major got in. I'm sure it was around 92. We'll see how it all goes anyway. As I say, it doesn't matter whether we finish this discussion today, does it? Because it's just going to rumble on forever and ever, amen. Is anybody staying up tonight to watch it? Simon, are you interested? Are you going to? They're doing the best they can. It's like the weather forecast. I just think it's like a stupid game. I mean, why are they polling?
Still hear the fireworks out there.
You can hear the fireworks. You probably can't hear them, but we can hear them. They are just bangers, though, aren't they? Mm. Like about 40 going off all at once. But they're at quite a distance, so they're not the ones that were there before. No, I mean, I know the news want an answer and they want an answer yesterday, but taking polls isn't the answer. People will lie. And they're not thinking, right, well, last time we were out by X percent, so therefore, if we apply that percentage to it, then they would probably have got it about right. But they didn't bother. No, Deb's not bothering to stay up. I'll probably just do my normal nighttime thing. I won't stay up especially. Not much point, is there? Not much point. It's just, I mean, it's not comical, but it's funny in a way. And if they have to start again with accounting. Although it all seemed to be done by machine, which ours isn't. Our ballot papers are incredibly tiny. Normally, the Brexit vote was totally different. That was huge. But normally speaking, at an election, the ballot papers are quite small and they're all folded up as well. But you are only using a pencil. So they're not read by computer. They're read by hand. And yet we can still get the results way faster than you guys. Mind you, they are honed, aren't they, Mike? Mm. As we said, they are trained. They have practice runs with them. I don't know what would happen. Mind you, we just cancelled our elections. We were due to have elections in first week in May. Not for the government. There were local elections. But they just binned them. And to be honest, they had the foresight to bin them for a year. Don't some states continue accepting postal votes for about a week? I think that's what's causing the controversy at the moment, isn't it? That these postal votes are arriving late. I would have thought there was a cut-off, but apparently we're being told it's per state. So it's up to them to decide if they accept them or not, irrespective of when they arrive, which seems a bit hit and miss to me. But if that's how you do it, that's not how we do it. You don't care as long as he lasts past day one. Who's this one we're talking about? There's a lot of money to be made if one can show they are consistently better. I guess so, but... And Kim's mother thinks Biden won't last a year. You think he'll last two. It could turn into a Brezhnev, you know, where they just roll him out the freezer every now and then.
Well, that was rubbish.
What was? The game?
Match.
Go on, tell
actually,
us.
Actually, it got better in the second
half. How it ended?
2-1.
Oh no, we're now going into politics and football. This is not good. This is not good.
Should we get back to sex for 5-year-olds?
As a topic, it's preferable.
Yeah.
Which is scary. Why on earth would that even be on the ballot? It's been stretched. Oh no. You're never going to get consensus here. You're just not. No one is. Listen to each other and accept other points of view. Mind you, maybe if the leaders did that, we'd be getting somewhere. There was one last night on ours. This will be funny. You'll like this. They had a digital whiteboard type thing and they had the maps and they could tap a state and it would change colour. So they started tapping away. And they were saying, like, what if this and what if that? Oh, good grief. 492 deaths in the last 24 hours. So we are climbing up to what we were at the pinnacle, weren't we? Anyway, it was, well, we think this will happen. And we think Trump will get that. We think Biden will get that. We think this, we think that. And she said, right, so what's the result of that? And guess what it was? 269-269. Could that actually happen? You never know, Simon. You don't know. I mean, look at David Icke. Didn't David Icke get kicked off? Was it Twitter?
Twitter and Facebook, I think.
Oh, not again. Yeah. Like, what had he done this time?
Don't know.
David Icke used to be a reasonable and respected person, but
yeah,
what
he was a sports commentator, right? Wasn't he?
Wasn't he a goalkeeper? Back in the day, wasn't he a footballer? Or was he a goalkeeping coach?
Yeah, he was a footballer.
Was he a coach? Well, he's not now. Now he's seen as like... Go on, there you go. There you go, Simon. Describe David Icke.
A weirdo.
I was thinking more than two words, Mike. Describe David Icke.
A weirdo.
Oh.
Conspiracy theorist, former sports broadcaster and football player.
He played for Coventry, didn't he? Why is that in my head?
Yeah.
Sure he did. He was a goalkeeper and then he went to be a goalkeeping coach and then he became a TV pundit for sport.
Yeah.
And then just all of a sudden, completely out of nowhere, he turned what we would call Bertie. There's a UK phrase, he turned Bertie. He went a bit weird. He became a conspiracy theorist, literally overnight. Said we were being run by a race of aliens. Mind you, I mean, seeing Boris, just saying. Do I think David Icke is right about the hollow moon and the flat earth? No, I think he's barking, Simon. What gets me is he was a normal guy. What on earth did he see? What happened to him? Because even if you thought... If you'd been exposed to something like, you know, an alien abduction or something, you'd probably think, I'll keep that to myself because people will think I'm absolutely stark, staring, mental. But he doesn't care what people think of him. So that's some pretty swift change around there. And that I don't understand. It seemed to happen overnight. And he's got a huge amount of followers that think he's right. I'm not at all sure about that. Not at all sure about that. But he's convinced, so I'd love to know what he actually saw. I must admit, I've not read any of his stuff and I don't watch his videos. So if he ever explained what, like, the seminal moment was, I missed it. He's mentally ill and lying at the same time.
The seminal moment was in April this year, he claimed in a YouTube video.
Is this 2020?
Yeah.
Right.
That there was a link between COVID and 5G.
So it was him that started
it? Yeah.
Got a lot to answer for then.
The video was removed from YouTube and they tightened its rules to prevent its website being used to spread conspiracy theories. Twitter banned his account, yeah, for breaching the website's rules on COVID misinformation.
I just don't get it. They're all screaming about... The right to say what you like until somebody says what they like and then they ban them. I've never been banned. I've not said anything controversial enough. Which is quite surprising given what I say about Timmy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe they've just not caught me yet. Do you think all this will be over? Give me a yes or no on this. Do you think all of this political garbage will be over by next Tuesday in time for the Apple event? Or do you think we're going to have this rumbling on in the background? Not good. No. I've got a new credit card. It's all a bit of a farce, this credit card. I had two credit cards. And I've had two credit cards for the last 30 years. Same two credit cards. Now they've decided one of them's got to change into something else, like a metamorphosis. So they've sent me another card. Unfortunately, it's the card that Apple have got the details of. So now I've got to get that one changed in time for next week. Because if I want to buy anything, there's going to be a heck of a fuss. Apple think they've got my credit card, but the bank has cancelled that one unilaterally and given me another one that I've now got to tell Apple about. In the midst of all this, I'm trying to get some Apple vouchers with some money off, and I'm not doing very well at that either. 3 or 4 days. Well, it depends, Simon, whether you're including weekends in that. I think it could still be rumbling on. I don't know. On the one hand, it could be over in the next sort of 24 to 36 hours. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe not. In which case, it's going to rumble on through my Apple event. And I don't want it rumbling on through my Apple event. Kim says it'll all be over on the 6th of January. That's when the EC ballots are counted. Oh, right, okay then. So it's definitely, absolutely, categorically got to be done by then. Okay. What happens with any legal stuff that's still rumbling on, or would that have to be dealt with as well? We don't have electoral colleges, do we?
No.
No. That's probably a good thing, isn't it? Because our system's complicated enough to start with. There are people who want the not the first past the post thing. What's it? Proportional representation. Yeah, now, didn't we do one like that?
I think we did.
You had to put 1, 2, and 3 in boxes. Mm. People couldn't handle it. They had no idea what they were still putting crosses in.
I was probably like that.
Well, the thing is, they don't show you the ballot paper before you get there. And then you get in there and you've got your ballot paper and you've got the instructions for your ballot paper. And then another one. And you're like, what is all this? Can't I just put a cross on the thing? 6th of January is ages away. Well, you say that, Mrs. Simon, but we could actually still be in lockdown. Just saying. Who thinks we're going to be out of lockdown that we're going into at 1 minute past midnight? Who thinks we're going to be out of that in a month? Because I'm not seeing it, not with the figures as they are now. Because if you remember last time, we went into lockdown on the 23rd of March and it peaked on the 12th of April. So you're looking at like 3 weeks. If it peaks in the third week of lockdown, they'd be gambling by letting us out. It'd be interesting. What was the figures? Can we actually see these figures from March? Let's try UK COVID stats. And I'm particularly looking for March 2020. Is this March or is this just generic? Oh, this is not good. This is some kind of weird statistician-y thing. What I wanted to check was... And is this is numbers, is it numbers of infections per day we're looking at? I've no real idea what we're looking at here. What I'm trying to find out is, if the deaths peaked on the 12th of April, what was the death rate per day 3 weeks prior to that? Aha, think I've got them. No, these are infections. I'm looking at deaths. Aha! Right, I can switch that to deaths. Right. So the 23rd of March, which was the day we went into lockdown, there was 149 deaths in the UK. And then on the 12th of April, 744. So 3 weeks later, it had gone from 149 to 744, but we're already touching 500. This does not look good. Right, let's have a look. STV would be good. What are we talking about now? Oh, single transferable vote. I don't think there's the will to change it at the moment. I really don't. You think the timeline... Hang on, you agree the timeline to allow a positive impact for lockdown will need to be longer than 4 weeks. I tell you what has happened, Mrs. Simon, and it reminded me of what you said yesterday about the leaky bucket. All the kids are running off home. They're going back from university. They're petrified they won't get home for Christmas. So at least if they take it into their own hands and go back home, that would actually help, as long as they then don't decide to go back. So I think that's a positive anyway. Kim doesn't think we'll know if lockdown was a good idea or not until it's all over. When they do an analysis of all the factors, we'll know what to do in the future. That doesn't mean, though, people would be doing it, which is shocking. I would have thought people were... And we've got friends who are now infected with COVID. More than one family. And they're big mates with Dono. And you know what Dono went through in April. Nearly died. Was in hospital for what, 7 weeks?
Yeah.
I would have thought, having seen that, you would be triply careful. But apparently not. And I can't understand it. So, yes, we'll know what to do, but it doesn't mean that that's what people will do. What are we expecting for the Apple event? Apple Silicon, Tracy. Definitely a laptop. Possibly two laptops. So maybe the MacBook Pro 13-inch, maybe the MacBook Air. I am fingers crossed, but I'm only 50-50 with a Mac Mini with Apple Silicon. That is something I would be interested in. Doesn't look like we're anywhere near the iMac, not yet. What else? Probably Biggles. Maybe that day, maybe give you like a week's notice. Maybe it'll be out on the Friday. But that is what I would expect. Are you in the market for anything, Tracy? So Mrs. Simon says, depends on the uni. Some are continuing with small-scale tutorial groups and online lectures. Harder for those to go home compared to the 100% online. Totally agree, but apart from things where a hands-on is necessary, like medicine, dentistry, veterinary science, you know, if you're studying sociology, why do you need to be there? Let's be honest. Actually, why do you need to be there? Full stop. But if it's something like that, even things like languages can all be done online. They can all be done online. And for safety's sake, I can understand the students being a bit peevy that they're paying for this. But at the moment, they're paying for digs and residences that they're in and out of, like yo-yos. And can you imagine, I mean, it's not that far off Christmas. That's half the educational year. Can you imagine the fuss in January about whether there's going to be exams or not? Some of them should be doing mocks at the end of this month. Can't see that happening either. It's an unholy mess. Let's have a look here. I'm going back up the list here. Lockdown worked for Victoria. They tried stricter travelling rules, but a lot didn't follow them. I think that's why we're going into lockdown, because people are just ignoring it. Oh, Tracy, you're not actually looking for anything. But you'll enjoy it anyway. Enjoy it anyway. Which macOS is the safest to upgrade from High Sierra and not find two calamitous changes? Well, from High Sierra, isn't the next one Catalina? No, it's Mojave, isn't
Mojave.
It?
Mojave.
I went to Mojave from High Sierra because High Sierra, the security updates were a living nightmare. I couldn't get them installed properly without it going into like a locked reboot. So in the end, I decided to do the Mojave thing just to get past these security updates to High Sierra. I was fine on Mojave, and apart from the only issue, well, two issues with Catalina, going to Catalina. As a general operating system, it's absolutely fine. It's no better, no worse than Mojave. And you're probably better going as far as you can so you get the support for software, because there'll be software that will run on Catalina that won't run on Mojave. But Firefox is not stable on Catalina. No matter what I do with it, it crashes. I would say maybe twice a day, maybe on average once a day over a week. But Firefox crashes. The other thing that drives me insane, and you've had this as well, it basically everything needs permission. So if you do an over-the-top install and you go to Catalina and you've got something like Snagit will say, I need permission. And the permissions list is like, I need to record the screen, I need to record the audio, I need to take screenshots, I need to save to this folder, I need to write to that folder. So there could be like 9 permissions for Snagit. You get that out of the way. The next app you open, I need to be able to write to the desktop, I need to be able to write here. And you've got to say okay to that, okay to that. The worst culprits are where you're in the middle of something with an app, and all of a sudden you've been using it for 20 minutes in a demonstration. And it comes up and it says this needs permission. And the thing is, yes, it's easy enough to say yes, yes, yes. But then you have to restart the app. And this happened to me with Zoom. I can't restart Zoom in the middle of a demonstration. So I had to leave that and then reboot it later. And you had that with screen recording apps, didn't you?
I did.
So those are the only two real downsides from Catalina. Other than that, I've not really had any problems with it. Your newest Mac is from late 2017 and cost an arm and a leg. That sounds like mine, Tracy. Mine's an iMac from mid-2017. It can certainly run it. It's not got any of those problems where it starts really, really, really slowing down and stuff, which used to happen. So I guess despite the Firefox thing and the security thing, I'd probably go to Catalina and be done with it. Might make the decision then not to do the Biggles thing for quite a while, if it can take Biggles. I think all of my machines probably can, but I wouldn't be looking to take mine any further than Catalina for at least 6 months. We used to do the Christmas thing, didn't we? The OS had come out about the third week in September and we would leave it till Christmas and then we would do it at Christmas. The only way I think I would do it at Christmas this time is with a kind of secondary machine as a backup. And then if I was rebuilding a machine, I would probably put Biggles on it, subject to seeing what Biggles is like, whether it breaks any applications that we absolutely categorically need. So, for instance, Audio Hijack's getting there, but it's not compatible, 100% compatible with Biggles yet. So something like that, I can't have any messing about with. It's as simple as that. He's playing with his map again, isn't he? And he's actually managed to get it, yet again, you won't believe this, to 269, 269. So good job you guys in the States aren't watching the BBC because you give yourself a flaming heart attack. No matter which side you're on, you'd have a heart attack. Oh, it's not good. All right. Coming up with mouth rinses and nasal rinses. Killing the virus, so less spread. Is that as potentially harmful though as a vaccine, or maybe not? I'm not keen on trying anything that hasn't been out there for a long, long time. I'm quite fancying the idea of that head thing, the visor thing that you stick on your head. That's looking decent at the moment. Oh, Mojave will be a last upgrade. Mojave's pretty good, and you can't tell the difference between Mojave and Catalina apart from all these permission requests. So if you could only go that far, your only issue is going to be...
I got the permission requests on Mojave.
Oh, there were some permission requests, but nothing like Catalina. Mm. I mean, Catalina never stops. If you so much as move the mouse, it needs permission. I mean, nobody reads all the permission things. And when you look in the permission section in the system preferences, it goes on and on and on. There's that many permissions and different kinds of permissions. There's like permission fatigue. I think it was more effective if you kept the number down, because people would stop and they would read them. But now it's like, oh, not again. Yes, yes, yes. Because you're not, although it's an application that's asking you, you've seen that dialogue box before, probably 20 times. And you just get fatigued and think, yeah, oh, I've already done this. You haven't, it's a different application. The other thing that annoyed me was I updated an application. I had to go through it all again. The application, none of the shortcuts, there were global shortcuts that would run this application, only they didn't work. You had to manually run the application and then shut it down and then use the shortcuts after having given it permission. And it does, you ignore it. You stop being cognizant of what the actual question was. You just say yes, yes, yes. So I don't think it does actually make it that much more secure, but obviously Apple think differently. Right. The rinses would be good as a secondary thing as well as the mask. Yeah, I guess dental treatment. Oh, that's one thing I meant to tell you, Kim. Last time when we went into lockdown here, everybody shut, dentists included. The dentists are allowed to open now. So this second lockdown, dentists aren't included. Neither, because you mentioned this, are the eye folk.
Yeah, I've had an email today.
Oh, do they want you in?
From Specsavers.
Yeah. I'm not doing
your eye test is due.
And it can stage you as far as I'm concerned. I don't trust them to be as clean as they need to be. Mm. I mean, it's not a snobby thing. It's just literally, you know, like I would trust it if I'd cleaned it, but I wouldn't particularly trust it if they'd cleaned it. And I was actually thinking the other night, you know, when I was having my salad at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Because my hours are weird. And I carried across the knife and fork and I thought, I can see the day when you do actually go out that people will take their own knives and forks now. Because how many times do we sit down at a restaurant and the first thing I do is clean knife and fork. Oh, you'll love this. The last time we went out was the 6th of March. I had a dental appointment in the afternoon and then we went to Warrington Ladies' Night. Do you remember? We were all bumping elbows at Warrington Ladies' Night. Well, I took one look at the knife, the fork, the spoon and stuff on the table and I thought, they're not clean enough for my liking. I actually cleaned them with hand sanitizer before I ate. But you know what? Still here to tell the tale. Love it. Ooh, a gorgeous video. That's what we need. I saw a lovely video about a little kitten today. Need to find the link for that, don't I? Right, I'm going to get this up and have a look at it. Oh, the browser's really slow today. It's in a mood with its little self. Oh, that is so sweet. I saw that last night. I couldn't believe it. When she opened the door to her wardrobe, I thought it was going to be like just in the wardrobe. When they went through, it was like, wow. And didn't he say something about it was like a little corridor room that wasn't doing much good? Have you seen it, Mike?
Yeah, I saw it earlier.
I couldn't, but it's a full room. What's that doing? Well, it's like a corridor, isn't it? But when they first opened it, I did not think it was going to be something that you could actually, like, walk into. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, what a dad. Mine could, but would you remember that bookshelf he tried to build? What an amazing size, though. There was a tiny little picture, I think, of what it was before that. And he said it was just like a corridor. But it's actually a total bare wall, isn't it? So I'm really not sure what on earth that was ever supposed to be, but what a dad. Absolutely amazing. Medical professionals say visors are not safe. Oh, wow. Not without a mask as well. I think I've seen them here where they've got a mask, like plastic glasses, like you would see in like a school lab, and then a thing on top of that, a visor on top of that, and then some kind of like a, some of them are paper and some of them are fabric and they go on your head that you would normally see to keep your hair out of the way. It's scary. It is very scary, especially if you're in that profession. Simon shared the video earlier. Magical and wonderful. I know. Can you imagine keeping that a secret as well? Oh, what a dad. She will remember that forever. And so will we in the midst of all this chaos. What a positive note to end on, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Right, should we do the politics thing tomorrow, I guess, as well, but not the football? Because poor Mike, it didn't end well, did it, Mike?
No.
We won't mention the football. It'll only upset him. No. But for everything else, we'll be back tomorrow, maybe with even more news about what Apple are planning. Hopefully with more news about what Apple are planning. But I think it's Bigglesy. It's going to be Bigglesish. That's it. But for the moment, good night from me.
And good night from me.
You stay safe, guys.